Continuing the turkey hunt, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You might remember that yesterday, avid sportsman Josh Mills was calling in a bunch of turkeys off the roost, mostly hens, couple of toms, and in his words, he didn't want to overcall, but they were edging closer and closer and closer.
They slowly but surely started to feed my way in big ass patterns. They get to about 300 yards away, and all of a sudden a darn coyote comes into the field and runs them off. So I'm thinking, oh God, we're done. It's not going to happen today. Well, they came back in the field. All of a sudden they're 200 yards. And then all of a sudden they're 150. And I'm like, oh my God, this could potentially happen. Their feeding pattern is coming to me, and the gobbler keeps answering me when I call every 5 to 10 minutes. Now they're at 80 yards. I put my gun up on my knee. I'm all nestled in, ready to go. And all of a sudden I suck him away from the hens, and he's at about 75 yards now, when all of a sudden behind me, blew, a turkey no more than 5 yards directly behind me came in absolutely silent, and I only heard him when he was 5 yards directly behind me. Well, I froze, because I knew at this point that turkey was going to be focused in on the other turkeys out in the middle of the field. So I froze, and all of a sudden I hear this clunk, leaves popping, and another big boss tom comes walking directly to my left. Well, I throw up the gun, shoot about 15 yards or so. By the time the turkey started to run and realized the gig was up, I rolled the turkey. It's down. I'm all excited.
But it ain't over yet. We'll finish tomorrow. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.